clouds open, the moon appears, the still lake reflects it perfectly. Welcome to the Shamanic Wealth Call for the Strong Sun Moon, July 2008. The new moon was just a few days ago, and we are shifting into the energy of the strong sun moon, leaving the three moons of spring behind us and moving into the high energy, high performance stretch of the summer, making preparations for the fall harvest, trying to move forward quickly and strongly in the way that seems appropriate. So sometimes even if your things seem a bit chaotic, there is a lot of progress to be made. So we'll look at some of that. But the strong sun moon is about having cleared away most of the distractions as you've gone through the work of the three moons of spring, so that one way or the other, whether it's clear to you or not, you've made preparations for strong action, strong progress. And so we'll talk about some of those aspects, and then the other shift that we make moving into the three moons of summer is that this is about drawing the energy up from the earth and integrating it into your body and opening up to spirit possibilities. And that's one of the reasons why you may or may not know what the fall harvest is going to be. But hopefully we've cleared away enough that you'll be able to make good choices, even if you're surfing the rapids pretty intensely and you can't quite see what's over the next set of whitewater. But in any number of ways, taking advantage of the very abundant energy available to us, the long days available to us, the fun and excitement of summer. Lots of folks are off on road trips and holidays and the like. And so now we're going on a shamanic holiday. We're going to be moving into talking about the process of tracking and channeling spirit energies and weaving them into your physical body and your physical life. That's what the summer is about. That's what growing is about. The theme for this moon is called Growing as the Flowers Grow. And so we will be weaving together Qigong energy, which is Taoist Chinese energy medicine, Reiki energy, which is a tradition that legend has it originates back into Tibetan shamanism, early Christian shamanism, was discovered, rediscovered and unlocked in the 20s or so by the original Reiki master in Japan. So as we receive it, it has a Japanese lineage, but most people believe that the energetic piece comes from the infinite universe, which is beyond time and space, of course, but there's plenty of folks who talk about it originating as Tibetan shamanism, and the symbols seem to be Tibetan in many ways. Mostly, of course, we're talking about the infinite energy of the universe, so it really doesn't matter what tradition it came from. But it has a Japanese flavor to it, and it's about channeling life force energy. And then we'll also weave in the shamanic energy traditions that I follow of the Caro and the Andean shamans from Peru, the Inca, and like the Reiki shamanism, which dates back to the 20s, but probably originated much earlier than that. Inca shamanism dates back to the Inca, which was 600 years ago, but the real shamanic energy is much, much older than that. All of these powers go back thousands and thousands of years. And if you're the sort of person who believes in things like Atlantis and the like, maybe tens of thousands of years. I've given up hope of trying to decide what makes sense when it comes to dating and tracking those sorts of energies. What I know is these energies exist in our daily life. What I know is learning to track and channel and work with them has allowed me to build a more powerful, comfortable life to live. And in time, that may lead to better jobs, more money, other stuff. But the first step is simply getting comfortable in your own skin, developing an awareness of the universe that feels right. Because most of us, if we're coming to this energy work, if you're listening to this call or this recording, then very likely there's something going on in the back of your mind that says the way normal Americans think of the world isn't quite right. And what these classes and training are about is unlocking and exposing and teaching you to control the energies so that you can create a life for yourself that at least feels right. And oh, by the way, you'll probably make fewer mistakes of a certain kind, and you might have a little more work, better work, different work, lots of different ways to craft a life. And while it's not exactly about the money, crafting a life worth living always works back into the way you work and how you work and what you do. So that comes into it. That's why we focus on abundance and wealth. And money is a small part of those two issues. But let me go back to the beginning and welcome you to this call, welcome you to this recording. This is the introductory call for the Strong Suns Moon, so it's posted on the public website and anyone can listen to this. So if this is your first time or one of your first times, thank you for joining us. And I hope you find this interesting and helpful. We'll talk a little more about what shamanic energy means, what shamanic wealth means, what it means to feel comfortable in your own skin, what it means to grow as the flowers grow. And then on the second half of the call of the recording, we'll do a shamanic journey to explore these three energies and begin to unlock them. And then at the Strong Sun Workshop, we'll spend a day unlocking them in your physical bodies and unlocking them in your life. And then over the course of the summer, we'll continue to do the work, continue to channel the strong suns of the summer months, continue to blend practical energies with spirit energies to create a life worth living, to create a life where you're comfortable in your own skin, no matter what's going on around you. One of the things about this work is learning to be calm and comfortable even when everyone else is panicking. And sometimes the gods will give us apparently difficult situations in order to teach us how to be calm in the eye of the storm. And so very often, there's one of the cards in the card deck that I pull that is called the Red Giant card. And it talks about a red giant star. And it's this card about apparent difficulties. In a red giant star, they're very big and very bright, and they look huge. But because they're so big, actually, they're very thin and tenuous. So they're not actually all that hot, and they're not actually all that thick or heavy. So they aren't what they seem. They're the astronomical version of a paper tiger, the red giant card. And that's kind of what a lot of what spiritual testing looks like. We're given these incredibly challenging-looking problems. But when we learn to slice through them with practical diligence and spiritual will and unattachment to the outcome, we find that very often all kinds of insurmountable problems more or less evaporate. When you get up close, you realize you didn't have to solve that problem, or somebody else solved it for you, or it may be a problem, but that's okay. So there are many different ways this can work. One of the things that tapping into the Strong Sun's Moon energy will give you is that ability to move forward, that ability to move forward through difficult times, that ability to move forward through easy times. Each of those can be a trap. When things are going easy, it's pretty easy not to work all that hard. When things are really tough, it's easy to kind of give up and just work on your rut and not on your life. Strong Suns Moon is about beginning to tap into these energies so that you can tap into energies that are beyond your own. One of the aspects that makes us uncomfortable in our own skins is when we're using our personal physical life force energy to try and power our lives. Each of us has a physical body, and the amount of energy we have in our physical body is actually quite small. It's one lifetime's worth of energy. And if we try and solve our problems with our personal physical energy, we'll burn through it fairly quickly. But if you learn to tap into the infinite energy of the universe, something we do in every journey, every visualization, whether it's at Despacho, the workshop, or on one of these calls, we use the guard rose, the gift rose, the flower. We use the grounding cord. We use all these energy tools that you'll learn to tap into the infinite energies of the universe. And when you learn to channel those energies, you can solve amazing problems with ease and grace. One of the images I've been using a lot of lately, and we'll probably be using more of, is this image of a surfer in homage of the Hawaiians or soon-to-be Hawaiians in our group, but also just in general, the image of a surfer is a very powerful one because it's about surfing that boundary between the dense water of reality and the thin air of the spirit world. So you're surfing that boundary, walking between both worlds. But another image that I'm thinking of right now is that when you look, watch a surfer, imagine one of those surf movies, and they have this huge 20-foot wall of water. And the guy or the gal who's surfing, they get going, I don't know how fast, 30, 40 miles an hour, maybe a lot faster than that. They get going really fast. When they're swooping down one of those huge walls, they're going much faster than that person could ever run. They're going much faster than that person could ever swim. And if they were off the surfboard trying to swim up that 20-foot wave, they'd be in serious trouble. If they were trying to deal with that wave without a surfboard, they very likely would have a very difficult time. They become this small body on this huge ocean dealing with this huge wave. But give them some training and some skill and the right surfboard, they can dance. And they can go fast and they can jump into the air. And they can walk out to the front of the board and to the back of the board. They can do all kinds of things that you could never do without the wave, without the surfboard, without the training. All of those different components weave together to create a beautiful ride. And that's what Shamanic Wealth and Healing is all about, helping you learn to surf your life. In the early days, you do a lot of wiping out. You swallow a lot of salt water. Maybe even hit your head on the board a few times. But as you improve your skills, you learn to tap into the wave of the ocean. You learn to use the surfboard to balance between the physical thick molasses of everyday life and consensual reality and the unsupportive, airy, thin air of the sky. The shamanic life, the practice life, is walking on that boundary. And so we'll do a little of that tonight. And we'll do a lot of that over the course of the 3 moons of summer and over the course of this work. So again, as a little piece of introduction, my focus is on bringing these energy medicine techniques. Most people who study things like Qigong or Reiki or shamanism are focused on becoming healers. My focus is not on you becoming a doctor or a healer of other people. My focus is on you becoming a healer of your own life. And from there, you may choose to work on others. But fundamentally, first and foremost, even if you want to become a doctor, first and foremost, you must learn to heal your own life, to heal your own wounds, to convert your wounds from a drain of power to a source of power. Shaman are referred to as wounded healers. Those of us who walk this path deeply and do become healers very often suffered life-threatening illnesses or injuries or circumstances that trained us to be that eye of the storm so that we can be there for our clients. You can tap into that kind of power even if you don't want to go into what I call full break shamanism. Even if you don't want to dedicate your life to this work, there's a lot of value and a lot of power available to us all. And Qigong and Reiki and the simple shamanic mesa that I teach are three very powerful techniques. And we're going to unlock them starting on this call, and we're going to unlock them and tame them or channel them over the course of the three moons of the summer in the three-day workshop that will begin the fall. So, tapping into the infinite life force of the universe. What's that about? One of the images that I'm using for this piece is this learning to grow as flowers grow. Even though most of the flowers have left us in the strong sun's moon, we're down to the trees. Most of the flowers are gone. What we have now are trees and tall grasses, things with strong stems, things with deep roots to find the water from early spring or even previous years. Things that are tall and can reach up to the sun above the canopy of the forest. So when we did the spring work, when we did the three moons of spring, we talked a lot about flowers and bees and honey and flying around and things with a short lifespan. Beautiful, lovely things. The three moons of summer, we're going to focus on things that are more permanent, things that are more hardy, things that last. And learn how to unlock the infinite energies of the earth and the universe to heal your personal physical body, to heal your life in the past, present, and future, and create a level of permanence, even though all of us will die. All of us will wither and die, sometimes quickly and tragically, sometimes well into old age, sometimes slowly and tragically. For many people, it would have been a blessing if they had died a little younger than they do. Life is a challenge and a journey, and we never know which way it's going to go. We never know what are our blessings and what are our curses. Done properly, almost all of your worst curses will be your greatest blessings. But not always. It's always an opportunity, though. There's always something to be learned. But struggle itself, adversity itself, is not the teacher. Just as when that you see that surfer on a 20-foot wave, by the time you get up to a 20-foot wave or bigger, falling off doesn't teach you anything of value. Falling off gets you killed. But when you're first learning, falling has a lot of value. Falling on little waves, learning how to fall safely, there's a lot of value in that. But at some point you move beyond that. So the falling itself, while necessary to learn, is not necessary to live. So part of this work, especially in the strong suns in the summer months, is moving beyond that learning period, learning how to move forward strongly, whether you've made a wonderful, comfortable bed or you're still in a bed of thorns, but it's time to move forward anyway. So the energies of the summer is learning how to find those energies outside of yourself, bring them into yourself, and use your body and your life as that focal point of power and energy. And if you develop a level of shamanic unattachment, then it can become very powerful and very beautiful. The way I train these things, the way we do it, especially if you only work on yourself, this is all quite safe. You're not likely to go blowing yourself up doing what I teach. But it's not about working on others, and it's not about solving other people's problems. It's not about solving problems in general at all. When you're surfing a wave, you're not solving a problem per se. you're balancing reality moment to moment so that you get to stand up longer, but you're not really solving the problem. Shamanism is like that. Life has its problems and its challenges and its joys and its sorrows, but it's not about solving them. It's about enjoying the ride and discovering what brought you here. In the workshops, we do a process called Hotel Heaven. And one of the things that you do in Hotel Heaven is track your mythic vision. I talk about the mythic vision as that destiny that called you into this life. It's a candle on a mountaintop. In the Strong Sons of Summer, we're going to assume you can see that mountaintop clearly. The clouds have parted, and that candle is burning brightly on that mountaintop, and even in the daytime, you know it's there and you can see it's there. You're going to chart a course, and you're going to head for it and go crashing through the forest, making strong progress. And you may not quite know where you're going to come out until the end of the season, but what you know is you have made the preparations to move forward. And even if you're starting with us just now, we will prepare you so that you will be able to move stronger and faster than you've ever been able to move before. But you will also be moving in ways, the phrase I use in my prayers is in aini with the divine will. Aini means balance or harmony. So part of this idea of the mythic vision is the idea that there is a divine plan out there, and it is possible for us to track that divine plan and to work with it. So the first phrase of my prayer is in aini with the divine will, in harmony with divine will. For the greatest good of all, the way I practice shamanism, it's about being in stewardship for yourself and those around you. For the greatest good of all is a phrase that I got from the Reiki tradition. They typically teach that you're doing Reiki for the greatest good of all. You're tracking the infinite love of the universe, and you're channeling into yourself or your clients for the greatest good of all. And you assume that your little ego mind doesn't necessarily know what that is. And the third phrase I use is in accord with the Tao. Tao is the Chinese word for the infinite universe, the one of the universe, that which existed before there was anything, that which will exist after there is nothing, that which is and always has been. The Tao is this infinite universe, all-knowing and all-uncaring. In the Inca tradition, the word most likely translated to that would be Viracocha. Viracocha is sometimes used as a name of God. One of the phrases we use for God, for the universe, is you of a thousand names, you of no name. So we'll be tracking some of those energies too. And we will be discovering ways to surf so that we can tap into massive energies and turn it into a beautiful ride that is in accord with the Tao. And by that, what I mean is we don't necessarily call on miracles unless we need them. Every once in a while, you need a miracle. Every once in a while, it's not quite appropriate for you to die of cancer right now, thank you very much, and it recedes and you get several more years. Every once in a while, you can call on a miracle and get it. But my choice, my preference is to create a life where you don't need miracles very often. Neither you nor your clients wait until only a miracle can save them. Whoever you're serving, whether they're healing clients or just your friends and family. When you do this work early enough and often enough, you eventually get beyond that stage of having to fall off the wave every few minutes. And you get to where you can craft a life where not very much goes wrong. You may be surfing little waves in a modest life, or you may be surfing big, huge waves as a famous personality. Or surfing big, huge waves and there's no one else to watch. So nobody knows what you're doing, but it's big. Many ways that it can go. And what Strong Sun Moon is about is beginning that fast forward motion trusting that you have chosen the right wave to ride. And whether there was a better one earlier or there will be a better one tomorrow, this is the wave that you're on now. And the goal is to ride it for all you're worth until the fall. Learning to make some decisions, learning to stay on the board when you think you're about to fall off, learning to move forward even when you can't see what's happening next, even when you can't imagine that this is the right thing. How can something so chaotic or so difficult be the right thing? When you get to the other side, it's almost always obvious why that incredible challenge was just the right thing for you. But there's nothing wrong with getting out of the way certain challenges and moving around them. It's not about going through the rocks, it's about going around the rocks. And there are ways to do that. So what we're going to be doing in the visualization tonight, in the journey tonight, we're going to be imagining this process of tapping into the Qigong energy of the earth. Qi is Chinese medicine. In Chinese medicine, I believe there are five types of Qi, and one of the types of Qi is this life force energy that flows through your acupuncture meridians the way blood flows through your veins. And when you do a Qigong exercise like lotus breathing, which is what we'll do in the visualization, or five organ breathing, which is what we'll do at the Strong Sons workshop, whenever you do these exercises, you're drawing up the infinite energy of the earth and running it through your meridian system and energizing your life. The way that when you draw in oxygen in your breath, it gets taken into your blood and oxygenates every cell in your body. When you draw up the fresh, bright chi, it runs through your meridians and illuminates every cell in your body. And so the chi energy is this life force energy, and the image we use for that is drawing it up through the roots. So if we're learning to grow as flowers grow, we're going to learn about four stages. We're going to learn about setting roots and tapping into the nutrients of the soil, of our past, of our lives, of the things we cannot change. And by drawing up those nutrients into our body, we're going to create a strong, powerful stem like a tree or a sunflower. If we use flowers as the image, sunflowers grow late into the season and they have strong stems and huge, abundant blooms. So you have the roots in the earth that draw up the nutrients. They draw the chi and the sap up into the stem, and it's about becoming strong and sturdy and healthy and permanent in the stem. In a tree, each year, they add a few millimeters to the trunk. And after many years, they have a strong, stable trunk. We do that ourselves. Every time we do this visualization, every time you come to the spacho and do the grounding cord, you're adding another layer to your trunk, another ring to your tree. Sap flows up through the trunk, out to the leaves. The leaves reach up into the heavens to find the sun, to receive the infinite energy of the heavens. The roots are needed to give you grounding and to find the nutrients in the water. The stem is needed to hold you in place and to rise your leaves above the crowd and into the sky. The leaves are there to collect the sunlight. Jose Luis talks about life as being solid light, that he thinks of this literally, and in the Inca tradition, I'm sure there's a certain amount of truth to the way he thinks of this, but that a flower is solidified sunlight. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to collect the infinite energy of the universe and create a healthy, strong body out of it. So, using this analogy, the roots are used to collect the Qigong energy and draw it up into the sap. The Reiki is to build and strengthen your physical body, the stem, the trunk. The leaves are the shamanic energy of the heavens. And if we want to go back to the image of the flower, the bloom is that infinite Siwarkente energy outside of time and space, where just a speck of dust of pollen is what it takes to create thousands of healthy seeds for the next generation. The smallest part of the flower is the part that creates the biggest thing, the entire next generation. The part that looks useless, the bloom, it's beautiful, but what does it do? Obviously, we know what the fruit does, we know what the stem does, but what does this beautiful, frail little flower do? It attracts a bee or a butterfly. It attracts a grain of pollen, a speck of dust from far away that connects with the flower and gives it the one thing it needs to have had a successful life. If the flower goes through the whole season and does not receive pollen, then it doesn't matter how beautiful it is. Its life has come to an end and its lineage has ceased. So the bloom represents this tiniest spark of magic that creates life in everything. So that's what we're going to do in the journey. So let me put a pause in the recording, and we will start with the journey in a moment.